Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
It is an interesting, interesting divisional playoff weekend. Patrick Mahomes has the most pressure on him. I know that's crazy. We got into that a bit, but we get more right now into Matthew Stafford and the Rams going into Tampa Bay. Oh, boy. San Francisco and Green Bay as well. Chris Carlin, Harry Douglas in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on your smart speaker, presented by Progressive Insurance. And, you know, I look at the Rams, Harry, after this past week, and they absolutely took care of business and made it clear from the get-go against the Cardinals that they were going to be in complete control. Matthew Stafford does still have quite a bit of pressure on him this weekend. Just because he got playoff win number one does not mean that it is all wiped aside, because he was not brought to Los Angeles to win a wild card game. He was brought to Los Angeles to win the Super Bowl. And while it's an incredibly difficult assignment to go to Tampa Bay, let's call it what it was. This past week, he handed the football off quite a bit. And it wasn't one of those games he had to go win. I have a feeling this week could be a little bit different.
Yeah, and I think Sean McVay did a great job of sticking to the run game, right, with Michelle. And then the addition of Cam Akers, that young man ran with a physical presence. So that's going to be another dimension for this Rams offense. Now, I will say this. Watching that football game, I think they're a better offense when they're diversifying the football around to everybody. And I understand Cooper Kupp has been great, but when the ball is passed around to OBJ, Kupp, Higbee, Jefferson, Cam Akers, Michelle, all these different guys who can make an impact, I think this offense is more deadly. And Cooper Kupp got taken away some of the times during that game because he was being double-teamed. I actually seen them double-team Cooper Kupp, I think, more so than I've seen him being double-teamed all year. But it allowed other guys to get targets, to get looks, and I think they're just a better overall football team when everybody is getting the football and out there making plays. We've seen OBJ. It was not him. He was not the issue in Cleveland. That's been obvious. But Cam Akers and Sean McVay being able to stay committed to the run game, now you can do a lot of different misdirection. And the offense that we've seen when they reached the Super Bowl a few years back with Jared Goff at the quarterback position. But you're right. Listen, they got to the Super Bowl with Jared Goff. Their deal now is to win a Super Bowl with Matthew Stafford. But then that defense, Raheem Morris, I got to give him a shout-out, a guy who was here in Atlanta coaching. He's done a tremendous job with that defense. And those guys play lights out. And if they can get continuous pressure on Tom Brady, it can be a long day for him as well.
Especially if they can do it with just four.
Oh, yeah.
If they can find a way to do it with just four, which it's not like I would think that's impossible when you have the Wirfs injury, when you have Jensen banged up, and you have the guys that they do rushing the passer, that's fully, fully possible. And it's, look, the other thing that's always been talked about, Harry, is that you have a quarterback in Brady who does not like the pressure right up the middle in his face.
That's right.
And who's coming up the middle?
Aaron Donald.
The best defensive player in the game. And I know how good that offensive line has been, but when you're as banged up like that, it's going to play a big factor in the game.
And then you have guys like Jalen Ramsey, who can match up with the Mike Evans, who's been phenomenal since he came into football league, 8 seasons with 1,000 yards straight. But here's the matchup I'm looking forward to. I want to know who's going to match up with Gronk, who's going to be able to slow him down, because I think that's the chess piece. And if they go to that three tight end set, how are the Los Angeles Rams going to defend this? Now, let's grant it, the last time these two teams played, the two teams are totally different right now. DeSean Jackson had a huge play in that game. He's not even on the Rams football team. The Buccaneers didn't run the football worth a flip in that first matchup. They look like they're getting the ball to their backs more now. So I'm interested to see how this game is going to play out. But I would never count against a guy who has won 7 Super Bowls and who is the GOAT, a living legend, Tom Brady.
Let's get to the other game for a minute. Speaking of, well, I hate the word GOAT, but, you know, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is obviously right up there. My problem with the word GOAT, Harry, is that there's only one in everything. There's only supposed to be one greatest of all time. There's not 9 GOATs.
Bah, bah.
Yeah, everybody calls everybody else a GOAT. No. There's really only one. But with the 49ers going into Green Bay, You like the Niners in this game a lot to actually go in there and win. So here's my question.
Yep.
Why?
Because of their physical presence. You look at it, it's going to be very, very cold at Lambeau Field up in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
But the 49ers don't care nothing about all that. They present a brand of football that not many people in this day and age want to play. That's physical. My guy on your guy. A hat on a hat, mano y mano. Who's the better man? Most of the times, the 49ers believe that their guy is going to be better. You look at a guy, the best left tackle in football, the best tackle period, Trent Williams. You look at Deebo Samuel, physical. George Kittle, the most physical tight end who could do it in the run game and the pass game. You look at the H-back, fullback, Juszczyk, a guy who gets it done. So you look at their defensive line. Their defensive line, when Nick Bosa wasn't even in the game, Chris, put a ton of pressure last
second
week on
half,
Dak Prescott. Yes.
They killed
a ton of, yes, and most of the times they do it rushing four. So if they can get to Aaron Rodgers rushing four and they can put a lot of guys back in coverage, and then they have some of the most athletic linebackers in the National Football League. So this team presents so many challenges, not just for the Green Bay Packers, but just about everybody in the National Football League. And that's why I like this 49ers team this weekend, because in a game where weather's going to be a factor, and a lot of people, well, is Jimmy G going to be that guy? Remember a few years back when they played each other in the playoffs? Mm-hmm. Jimmy G didn't have to do much. They ran the football down the Green Bay Packers' throat.
Yep.
So I think Kyle Shanahan understands that he can lean on his run game. Now, if Green Bay stops that run game and slows it down, then that's when the challenges are presented for the San Francisco 49ers, because now if you have to force Jimmy G to throw the ball 30 to 40 times, I don't think the 49ers will win that game. But if their run game is hitting on all cylinders, which it has been consistently since Kyle Shanahan has been in the NFL, then I think the 49ers are going to win this football game.
You know, there has been a discovered star, so to speak, because of the 49ers in the postseason. And it's Mike McDaniel, their offensive coordinator, who is interviewing for the Dolphins head coaching job. And he's just a little bit different. This is a different dude. Like, for instance, take a listen to this. This is just a simple interaction with a reporter the other day on a Zoom press conference. Here's Mike McDaniel.
Mike, what is it about Deebo?
Who?
What's up, man?
Mike Jones, let's go. What's up?
I mean, you know what he sounds like and he actually looks like? He looks like one of the guys in Superbad coming out
McLovin!
Trying to be cool.
McLovin! By the way, I love McLovin. McLovin was my favorite character in that movie. McLovin is a badass, man.
Like, if Mike McDaniel tried to get into a bar with the McLovin fake ID, I think he would pass as McLovin. Is
hey,
that
Chris,
fair to say?
Chris.
I mean,
Chris.
Yeah.
You're blocking McLovin. You're blocking McLovin. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Nuno, and Nuno being the huge Giant fan that he is right now, is ready to hire Mike McDaniel just based on that answer. Is that accurate?
Yes, that, and then, you know, those the other videos that have, you know, just seeing the way his mind works when he's talking, I guess, at camps and things of that nature. It's just like there's something about him that you're like, he's weird. But I think if it hits, it's you have a one of the best head coaches ever.
You know, Harry, we've all got those people in our lives that we can say this about. As Nuno just put it, he's weird, but I dig it.
and listen, sometimes – But I'll bring this up to you guys. Some of the greatest people that we cherish in our country, in our world, a lot of people thought they were what? Weird, right? Mm-hmm. So sometimes you have to be unorthodox and be different to stand out. Not purposely, but that's just who you are. And I don't mind it, because some of our greatest inventors, some of our greatest leaders, some of the greatest people in this world or in this country, a lot of people at some point said were weird. And that's not a bad thing.
Look, this dude is, he's going to, if they win again, he's going to get a lot more attention here, not just about being a head coach, but about just the strange press conferences that he's having. And he's going to start to lean into it more, too.
That's McLovin. What we're
gonna see. It's Chris Carlin, Harry Douglas, and for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on your smart speaker. That's the NFC. Next, we hit the AFC. Why is it that Patrick Mahomes actually may have more pressure on him than his counterpart, Josh Allen, this weekend? Can you put the winner of this game in the Super Bowl? We will tell you if you can. Next, Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Chiefs are back-to-back AFC champions.
Everybody wants to make this big deal about the AFC championship rematch, but it's a new year. This team's different than last year. Their team's different than last year.
We're expecting a battle, and we know that it's going to be another fight for us if we want to try to move on to the AFC championship game this year.
Let's just be blunt about it. The winner of this game going to the Super Bowl? Feels like it.
What?
That's what I said. You heard me. Didn't stutter.
What alcohol beverage you've been drinking this morning?
It's early, so scotch. Chris Carlin, Harry Douglas on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. In for Greeny today. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Okay, please explain to me why the winner of the Bills-Chiefs game is not definitively going to the Super Bowl.
Did y'all forget who the number one seed in the AFC was?
No.
Okay. Well, obviously, a lot of people have. Y'all just going to count the Titans out? Like, they didn't
see that jersey
do what they did
you.
This year?
You know, listen, I understand.
It's not about the jersey behind me. It's about the play that this Tennessee Titans shown this year throughout the entire season that earned them the number one seed. The King's back! And we all know who the King is. The King's back! That defensive line, which is the best defensive line in the National Football League. Yes, I said it. The best defensive line in the National Football League.
Wow. Wow. That's saying something. There's a lot of good ones. That's saying something.
The best defensive line in the National Football League. The King's back!
I heard. And yet we're not putting any pressure on Derrick Henry for being back this weekend.
He don't believe
in pressure.
The guy
has not, he's probably taken a couple of shots and some drills, but hasn't fully practiced yet. We're going to get an update on Derrick Henry and the whole Titans-Bengals situation. In addition to other stuff around the league, Diana Rossini is going to join us in less than 10 minutes. But Harry, having said that, now with the King being back, I think there's a lot of pressure all of a sudden on Derrick Henry, and I know that they've won games without him, but it was not murderer's row that they were necessarily dealing with a lot of the year.
No. They went through murderer's row, and they accomplished big things during murderer's row when it was presented. Do I need to bring that back up? Do I need to bring the list of opponents back up?
Listen, I think you do, because when I look at the Titans right now, and I look at what they had to deal with later in the year.
Yeah.
You know, the last month, they really only played the 49ers, and that was about it.
They only played the 49ers, the team that nobody wants to play, especially in the NFC. They only beat them, huh?
Well, just that team. They beat Houston. They beat Houston twice.
No. I'm saying you just said they only beat the 49ers. Like the 49ers.
Well, I'm saying they're the only good team that they beat, and they lost to Pittsburgh.
hold on. Let me go back through something really quick, because maybe I've been drinking the last month and a half. But see, I'm bringing it up the whole year, because maybe I've been drinking this morning. Maybe I've lost my memory.
Hey, Buffalo. Back in October, you beat Buffalo. Oh. You beat Kansas City.
Chris, you let me present it. They beat Buffalo.
Harry, Josh, I'm trying to water down your point.
Buffalo. Josh Allen. They beat Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes. They beat the Colts. Jonathan Taylor. They beat the Rams. Matthew Stafford. Aaron Donald. The All-Star. The Monstars. They beat the San Francisco 49ers. Debo. Where am I gave me that chain? They beat all these teams. And the disrespect the entire year is going to stop right here, right now, on ESPN Radio from 10 a.m. to 12 noon on Greeny Show. Because even though we're filling in for Greeny, I'm going to present it to y'all so everyone can hear it and know it. The disrespect is going to stop right now when it comes to the Titans. The King's back!
Look, I'm not saying that the Titans aren't a really good team. They were impressive. I think they got a lot of these teams at the right time. For instance, they got Kansas City before they really turned things around.
Every game they got at the right time.
Did I mention Buffalo back in October? Buffalo's playing better.
Did I mention Mike Vrabel, who should win coach of the year? Did I mention him?
Love him.
Did I mention him?
Love him. Can't get enough. Titans aren't going to the Super Bowl. That's not happening.
You know what happened to Josh Allen on fourth down when they tried to go in and win the game in Nashville, Tennessee? Not Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee. You want to know what happened to Josh Allen? Ask Jeffrey Simmons. He'll tell you.
Well,
turnover on downs.
So are you telling me right now that the Tennessee Titans are going to the Super Bowl?
I said it in August. Why would I change now?
All right. Well, you know what? You know what's on the line then?
What?
Meatball sub. That's what's on the line.
Don't bring it up to Bubba, because Bubba's waiting to get on me.
Bubba, your thoughts? Meatball sub on the line on this wager. He gets the Titans, I get the field.
Well, where are we at? Have we established?
First of all, he hasn't had it. I mean, that's clear. Is that accurate, Harry? You've been to New York eight times in the last four months.
We did the whole New York thing. That was your excuse. My trip got canceled.
My trip got canceled.
We took pictures of you on the Get Upset. You were running around. This just in, you were on every possible studio show in the seaport. I sent you a tweet. We talked about it. We sent you stores and restaurants to go to get meatball subs. You're telling me it's like 9 weeks later, you haven't had a meatball sub yet? What is going on here?
I apologize, but I haven't had
enough of your apologies. Have a GD meatball sub. How many times are you going to apologize for not having a meatball sub?
Oh, there's a lot of anger coming out with a rough
Bubba's
week for Bubba.
Me,
and now
Bubba's
you want to make a bet because the king is back?
The king's back!
No one cares about the king. Have a meatball sub. What's this bet? What do you want to bet?
I'm going to send all y'all a picture when I'm on the field on Saturday before the game. And I'm going to send, my caption is going to be, if only a meatball sandwich was in my hand.
Well, you're going to be in Tennessee. See, here's the thing. Listen, I'll buy it for you. This is where I'm going right now. I will buy it for you.
I'm sure they have plenty of great meatball subs all throughout Tennessee.
No, but wherever you need
to get
it.
You don't need to get the best one. I mean, there are plenty of great ones.
Yes.
It's hard to make a bad one, to be honest.
You know what we have to put Harry on? Meatball sub TikTok. That's what we got to do. Because you go on a meatball sub TikTok, you'll be running to go and get it. You will be running to go and get it. I mean, come on, man. Honestly, Harry, I get where you're coming from with the Titans, and it's not disrespect. They're going to win this week. Fully believe they're going to win this week. But at the same time, to suggest that the winner of the other game isn't going to the Super Bowl, I think is pushing it, even though the Titans are the number one seed. I think both of those teams are better than the Titans right now, even though the Titans beat them both early in the year. I understand that. When they were a different team. Both of them. You don't want to hear it.
Nope.
I know somebody else is going to be outraged that you haven't had a meatball sub, and that's Diana Rossini, who's going to be down in Tennessee, and she is going to join us in just moments. And she has got the very latest on Derrick Henry. what is fair to be expected from the king being back?
Stamp.
It is all stamp next.
The king's back.
Greeny, the podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The king's back.
He loves it. Chris Carlin, Harry Douglas, right here in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio and on your smart speaker by saying, play ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Diana Rossini, ESPN NFL reporter, will be in Tennessee this week for the Bengals and the Titans. I don't know why this is a recurring theme, Diana, but we have a problematic issue with Harry that needs to be addressed. It's been going on for quite some time, and for some reason, we had this with you with Orlovsky a couple of weeks ago on his god-awful cannoli take. Harry Douglas has never had a meatball sandwich in his life, and we have been haranguing him about this for months, and he's been up in New York a few times, still hasn't done it. Just, I mean, your immediate reaction when I say that sentence, Harry Douglas has never had a meatball sandwich in his life.
My thought was, what? What a sad life to live. Like, how do you go about your every day not knowing how delicious and tasty it is? In fact, I had a game on Saturday in Buffalo, which got me home on Sunday, which traditionally my family is a big family day, and we pretty much eat the same dinner every single Sunday at 1 o'clock, and we had leftover meatballs, and my husband hates that we eat so early, and I made him a meatball sandwich for dinner, and he's very happy and quite overweight.
See, Diana, you know, we had to get to this point. I listen to the lady. I'm not listening to these guys. I listen to you. So now, Diana, I'm going to take it upon myself to go get me a meatball sandwich because
here we go.
You just said. No, Bubba, no one asked you anything right now. I'm talking to Diana, okay? Now, Diana, I'm going to go get a meatball sandwich because of what you said. I trust you, Diana, so that's why I'm going to go get me a meatball sandwich now.
You shouldn't trust anything I say, but you should trust my cooking. It is the only thing I do well. So I feel like if you're going to do this, I need to make the effort to make you one. So let's try to figure out a day where I can make you a delicious meatball sandwich, and I will drop it off somewhere. We will meet up somewhere, and we will video it for the world,
yes,
and we can get your immediate reaction to not just a meatball sandwich, but perhaps the best one you'll ever have in your life.
See, Chris, there we go. Bubba, we squashed this. This is over with now, okay?
It's all
Diana's going to take care of me.
You have been all about talk before, so we've made it easy for you. Diana can't make it any easier for you. We'll just see if you follow through. It's about actions. It's not about words, Harry. Anyway, let's get to the games this weekend. Diana will be in Tennessee, as we said, for the Bengals and the Titans. Well, first and foremost, where do we stand here on Derrick Henry and his preparations for coming back this weekend?
So Derrick Henry's been back at practice participating in, I guess you could call it contact, and a lot of it, actually. I was really surprised yesterday. It was raining in Nashville, and I talked to some of the guys after practice, and they say they were slipping and sliding all afternoon. It was a really good practice. Derrick was out there with them, and guys, you know better than anyone, if the head coach and the assistants are willing to roll out their best offensive player in poor conditions, things must be really good for Derrick Henry. And sources I spoke with in the organization tell me that he is expected to start on Saturday. They'll elevate him to the active 53-man roster on Friday afternoon. So all looks good. And Derrick Henry spoke with the media yesterday, and he was actually asked the question directly, and he did a really good job of smiling just slightly to let everyone know, yeah, I'm coming. And I can tell you the Bengals know he's coming. They have been preparing as if Derek not only is going to be back, but is going to be a full part of this game plan with no hesitations.
The King's back. Now, with that being said, Diana, who has the most pressure on them this weekend? Is it Derek Henry or is it Ryan Tannehill?
I think it's Ryan Tannehill, actually. The run game has been productive this year. They've done a really good job of figuring out a way to still win without Derrick Henry, which, guys, there are days I wake up and I'm like, how are the Tennessee Titans the number one team or the number one seed in the AFC? It blows my mind when you look at all the injuries they've dealt with and the games that they had to play and the better teams that they've played, yet they won. And Ryan Tannehill is certainly a part of that, but I think the identity of this team will always be the run game, and I think whether Derek is phenomenal or not, it'll still be strong. It's going to come down to whether or not Ryan Tannehill can take care of the football, because when he has those games, like we've seen him in the past against Houston, where you know he had four turnovers, that's where they're in trouble. And he should be walking into this game with nothing but confidence, because not only is this Bengals defense beat up, but for his weapons, he's got Julio Jones, A.J. Brown, and Derrick Henry all back. We haven't seen those three together since week 7. You know, we saw Julio miss a little time, A.J. miss a little time, but finally, they're all going to be on the field at the same time. So the passing game has to be part of their attack, and it's really going to come down to if he can take care of it.
Diana Rossini joining us, ESPN NFL reporter. She's going to be in Tennessee this weekend. So just to wrap up the Henry part of it, it does not sound like there's any expectation of having to limit him at all or a pitch count, so to speak.
Mm-mm. From the conversations I've had with people, it seems that they're going to allow Derek to play at the level that they want to use him in, and as good as we've seen him before he was injured, broke the foot, got the surgery, now has that steel metal plate, which was, I thought, pretty comical when they asked, you know, any difference? Do you feel a difference in your body out there now that, you know, you're coming off a surgery and 10 weeks of rehab? And he said, well, I just have a steel plate in my foot, and kind of acted like that was normal. I don't know about you guys, but I don't have any steel plates in any parts of my body and I think I'd probably be very aware of it if I did. So he's obviously not too concerned about the issues or perhaps even the rust, because that's always an issue. But we know running backs, we just saw a couple of running backs over the weekend return and they have no issue.
And Diane, I'll tell you this, I had the opportunity to play with Derrick Henry in Tennessee. And in my 10-year career, I've seen no one work harder. I've seen no one with the more business-like approach to the game. And if it's one person that I am not worried about this weekend, if they are in shape, if they're going to be able to handle the physical load, it is Derrick Henry. I promise you that. I put my house on that.
Yeah, no, and Harry, I'm so glad you said it, because you can speak to it because you were in a locker room with him and you were a player. As someone that watches him and just that's all I can do, obviously, and have conversations with him and also follow him on social media, where he likes to very proudly post all his amazing workouts, which are all insane. you know, my takeaway from Derek has always been, you know, he is not the most vocal leader. He's not the Mike Vrabel type in your face screaming at players or teammates of his. He's more of a lead through example. Yep. Do the work, get in, get out, you know, and that's why he's the captain of the team. You know, they have other guys in that locker room who take care of the loudmouth end of it. But Derek has always just kind of kept his head down, been a pro, and has done the work. And when I've had conversations with him during this time away, when he's been rehabbing, you know, it's been nothing but the team and getting back, no distractions.
Chris Carlin, Harry Douglas on ESPN Radio, in for Greeny today. Okay, Diana, where can the Bengals have the edge in this game?
I think the Tennessee Titans secondary. You know, you have Ja'Marr Chase, who is lights out, and absolute incredible player who is dynamic. They've got T. Higgins, too. You know, that's something that I know talking to even the Titans defense yesterday about some of their concerns. You know, he said, you know, one of the players was saying to me, you know, all this hype about Ja'Marr Chase, and it's deserved, but he's not the only one that causes all these problems. And, of course, Joe Mixon in the run game. But the only, you know, the biggest advantage that the Titans do have, though, are their front four going up against this Bengals offensive line. You know, this is obviously the offensive line for Cincy has always kind of been suspect and has been an issue even going back to the draft, right? Remember before they picked Ja'Marr Chase, there was thought that they would go O-line because they need it, and they still do, but they obviously hit it out of the park with Ja'Marr Chase. So, you know, you look at the Titans, you see what they did against Matthew Stafford and Patrick Mahomes this season, and they were able to contain him and get to him and sack him. And, you know, Jeffrey Simmons is licking his chops, cannot wait to get after Joe Burrow. But if Joe can use his legs and get rid of the ball quickly, you know, this Titans secondary can go from okay to really bad really quickly. I think sometimes because Tennessee's done such a good job of winning games, it kind of helps remove the memory of some awful moments that they've had on defense, and it's been ugly, and they know that. So I think that's where the Bengals can really take advantage in the passing game against some older guys in the secondary.
And Diana, I agree with you. When you look at the matchup between these two teams last year, you mentioned earlier about Tannehill taking care of the football. Well, he had a turnover in the red zone last year. You mentioned that secondary just now. Joe Burrow ate up that secondary last year. Granted, they're different guys, but still, it was still the same MO, the same scheme, and that whole nine. And let me tell you what worries me about the secondary. Christian Fulton and Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, knowing him inside out. That worries me because they were together at LSU.
It's true. Yeah, the three of them have been talking about it this week, all their connections. And you know, this time of year, there's so many, it feels like everyone knows everybody and everyone's played each other. And you know, it's not as mysterious as I feel like it's been in years past where, you know, you're seeing teams match up against each other that know nothing about one another. But these guys are well studied. And look, you know, I'm around the Titans a lot, and these guys are detail-oriented masters. They may not always be the best performers, but the type of things that they pay attention to and that they get into, it's a very New England way there, for the good and the bad, believe me, in terms of how they handle their business. And, you know, they spend so much time going over situational football in order to try to get that edge because they know they don't have the talent that we're seeing right now in the playoffs with other teams that have extraordinary defenses and even offenses. They know that that's how they can get them. And that's really what the playoffs are about, guys, right? A good run game, strong defense, and the details. And I think this is where they think that they can get the edge. But we saw Joe Burrow. We saw him against the Raiders. We've seen them really come in red hot. They are a tough team, and I really think this is going to be a close game.
Last one, ESPN NFL reporter Diana Rossini with us. You were in Buffalo last week. Josh Allen answered all of those cold weather questions. Now he goes to Kansas City this week. How does he handle this from a standpoint of going up against Patrick Mahomes, because he's going to hear about that all week, and also just the idea of going back to a place where, you know, they had a chance to get to the Super Bowl but couldn't get over the hump?
Yeah. You look at what Josh Allen, this offense, do, 7 drives, 7 touchdowns. It was remarkable, Chris. I've seen a lot of football games that may be one of the best games I've actually ever witnessed. Not that you needed to just see it up close to get it. You guys all watched it on TV and understood that they were just rolling against the number 2 defense in football and making the New England Patriots not only give up but look old, which is incredible on so many levels. But I think they're literally rolling into Kansas City here, feeling themselves in a good way, in a confident way, going back to the Bills team that we saw at the start of the season. And look, Josh Allen's going to tuck the ball under his arm, and he's just going to run it down your throat. He is such a big man and so large and so difficult to bring down. He, you know, it's so hard to think about this matchup and not just sit here and talk about how incredible Patrick Mahomes is, because he is, and I would never overlook him because he is Patrick Mahomes, and we know what he can do. But what I just saw from Josh Allen, I think that despite the fact that this Chiefs defense has improved so much, you know, they're like a completely different looking group. I think the Bills are just going to have the edge, and we didn't even really get into defense and how they're the best passing defense right now in football.
Diana, awesome stuff. Enjoy Tennessee this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy having you on. Meatball sandwiches coming on up.
Hey! There we go.
She'll hook you up. There's no question. There's no question. Diana Rossini, ESPN NFL reporter. I do not doubt the cooking skills early. Either Jersey, Italian, you're golden. You can't lose. You can't lose. Harry, quick hits. We've got a few minutes left. Let's get into a reason why a team wins or loses this weekend. In short order, we start 4:30 Saturday afternoon, Cincinnati at Tennessee. The Bengals will win this game if a reason they win is if Joe Burrow goes off on that secondary, Harry.
Well, yeah, that and then the Tennessee Titans defensively, they can't get any pressure on Joe Burrow. So that means, like Diana just mentioned, that secondary is going to be handicapped, and then Joe Burrow has the plethora of weapons that he has. So that's the reason why.
Tennessee will win if Derrick Henry goes off and keeps the ball away from Joe Burrow. That's my take.
I agree with that. But also, if Ryan Tannehill delivers the football to his weapons. We got to remember, the Cincinnati Bengals, their back end, they aren't great against the pass. So if they can pass the football with A.J. Brown, Julio Jones, first grade, the tight end position, and other guys, Chester Rogers, then I think they'll have success as well.
And they have to find a way, that if the Bengals are going to do anything on defense, find a way to get pressure on Tannehill. They certainly paid enough money in the offseason to try and do it, and they're without Okejobi.
The King's back!
Okay. San Francisco at Green Bay. Harry Douglas, the 49ers win in Green Bay if
Debo takes chains like he's been doing all season. Debo goes off. The run game goes off. George Kittle goes off. But Jimmy G doesn't have any mistakes. And we've seen what happens when he makes mistakes.
San Francisco wins to me if they run the ball down Green Bay's throat. Green Bay wins if they show up.
Basically,
yeah. Let's get to Sunday. The Rams at Tampa Bay. The Rams will win if Aaron Donald is the best player on the field, period, meaning that he is in Tom Brady's face the majority of the day.
Well, I will go with, he doesn't have to be the best player on the field. They just have to be able to get pressure on Brady consistently. I think if they're able to do that, they're going to get the victory.
And I think specifically that has to come up the middle. As far as the Bucs are concerned, they're going to win if Brady is not under enough pressure, because I do think their defense will be good enough to limit Stafford and the Rams enough so that they will score enough points.
Yep, it goes hand in hand. Brady's protected. They have a great chance of winning this game. He's not protected. Then the Rams have a great chance of winning.
6:30, Sunday night, Buffalo, Kansas City. The Bills will win if, Harry Douglas?
If Josh Allen puts that team on his back like he has done so many times.
To me, the Bills will win if they limit the Kansas City Chiefs to 24 points. That's the number. That's my magic number this week. The Bills have the best scoring defense in the league. It doesn't have to be dominant. It has to just slow them down. Kansas City wins if... I think Patrick Mahomes is just Patrick Mahomes, and it doesn't matter who is on the other side of the ball.
Yeah, I think KC wins if their defense steps up and make big plays, right? Those guys are going to play man-to-man coverage. The Chris Jones and company, if they can get pressure on Josh Allen.
On Josh Allen.
The King's back! Oh, you heard it.
You know that's not going away anytime soon, especially if the Titans lose and Derrick Henry's terrible this weekend. We'll have it back. Don't worry. Garland and Douglas for Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN, and also available wherever you get your podcasts.